This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Director General of the World Health Organization is berating U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations, responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives as he lashed out at the comments that British media said Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London. The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that his election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. All this comes as COVID-19 death and infection rates continue to soar internationally, as well as in the United States. There are more than 631,000 deaths globally, and in the U.S., more than 144,000. Infections have skyrocketed to more than 15.4 million globally, and the U.S. hit a new milestone of more than 4 million infections. Three out of four Americans do favor requiring some type of face covering while outside their homes to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, including a solid majority of Republicans. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for wearing the mask is overwhelming among Democrats, with 58% of Republicans saying that they do back such policies. As coronavirus cases rise, about half of Americans now say they're extremely or very worried about themselves or family members becoming infected. The poll also finds that about two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how the president has handled the outbreak. This is VOA News. President Trump on Thursday reluctantly dropped his bid to cut Social Security payroll taxes as Republicans stumbled anew in their efforts to unite around a $1 trillion COVID-19 rescue package. That package is supposed to represent an opening bid and talks with top Democrats who want far more. The delays came as the administration scrambles to avert the cutoff next week of a $600 per week bonus unemployment benefit that has been propped up and propping up the economy for millions of people thrown out of work since the coronavirus pandemic began. GOP lawmakers had hoped to roll out their proposal with fanfare Thursday, but now that won't happen until next week. President Trump has scrapped plans for a four-night Republican National Convention scheduled for Florida next month, citing a flare-up of the coronavirus. Mr. Trump's formal nomination will go forward in North Carolina. He made the announcement Thursday at the White House. He said he had moved parts of the GOP convention to Florida last month amid a dispute with North Carolina's Democratic leaders over holding an indoor gathering with maskless supporters. But those plans were steadily scaled back as virus cases spiked in the U.S. state of Florida and much of the country over the last month. The diplomatic crisis sparked by the closing of China's consulate in Houston, Texas, has now pivoted to another state. That's California, where the FBI says the San Francisco consulate is harboring a researcher affiliated with the Chinese military. The FBI says it believes that a woman, Wong Tang, had served in the Chinese military, but claimed she did not on her visa application, which they say is fraud. There are espionage concerns. She worked at the University of California. The news comes just a day after the U.S. ordered China's Houston consulate to close to protect American intellectual property and private information. It's U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is saying that the Houston consulate was a central node of the Chinese Communist Party's espionage and influence operations. Fire trucks were seen at the building on reports that staff were burning documents before the closure. China has not said how it may retaliate, but so far they have decided to close at least one U.S. consulate there. And Bolivia's general election will be pushed back until October 18th as the coronavirus pandemic grips the South American nation, which could fan tensions between the interim conservative government and the Socialist Party of former President Evo Morales. The head of the Electoral Tribunal said that the vote would be postponed from the previously scheduled September 6th.